virágom, virágom, minden madártársat választ, virágom, virágom. Hát én immár kit válasszak, virágom, virágom, te engemet, én tégedet, virágom, virágom.
So, this is a flower song, but the virág is a flower. And they called the young children flower as a virag. So anyway, when they grew up, they are going to have their own activities. They are singing when much, they are dancing. After the church service, in the around the church, the youngsters come together and they singing and dancing together. You can see some of the pictures over there. And when they finish up, they go home, and they afternoon, they have a get-together, one of the house, where they do their own handwork. They make the threads, they can see one of the pictures, the girls going one house, one family's house, and girlfriends together, and the boys coming to them, that, and they chit-chatting. So anyway, I would like to have a song for that.
What's the name of this song? Is there a name for it?
What is the name of the song?
We are trying to decide quickly which one we want to do.
Okay.
It's already night time.
Yeah. This is the evening song.
And it's about wedding, too.
About wedding.
Wedding. Este van már 8 óra, ég a világ a boltba, sallárom, sallárom, ég a világ a boltba. Ott mérik a pántlikát, piros színű pántlikát, sallárom, sallárom, piros színű pántlikát. Jaklus Pista méreti, az asztalra leteszi, sallárom, sallárom, az asztalra leteszi. Bíró Róza felveszi, a hajába bigyezti, sallárom, sallárom, a hajába bigyezti. Bigyezd Róza, nem bánom, úgyis te légy a párom, sallárom, sallárom, úgyis te légy a párom.
So this is a song.
It's a very playful song, actually. You can talk about the song maybe a little bit, what it is about?
Yes, it's about wedding, as I said. The boy is choosing the wedding dress and the headpiece into the girl.
He's choosing it yeah. For the girl?
Or? Yeah, uh-huh. For the girl.
Uh-huh. Is it made, and then is it made by someone? It's not something you buy in a store?
No.
No.
This is they yes, made, no. My mother, their mother, the mother made, or
they
her girlfriends make it.
They prepared children already. They have everything ready for the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And they, even before they know they're going to have somebody who's married, they already have everything ready for the
so
that wedding.
So they probably start preparing it from the time they're very young.
You know, uh-huh. From clothing to what they're going to bring into the marriage, you know, all that from lingerie, I mean, you know, bedspreads and everything, and pillows, tablecloth, everything they have ready.
So they've been working on this, maybe hand-embroidered and hand-woven.
Since some children are born already, then parents are starting, and the aunts and grandparents are helping, and they do that.
Uh-huh.
And we have another thing for the wedding.
Yeah. I have about choosing the love one. It's also a love song. Erdő, 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 maroszéki kerek erdő, madár lakik abban, madár lakik 12. Cukrot adnék annak a madárnak, dalolja ki nevét a babámnak. Csárdás kis angyalom, érted fáj a szívem nagyon. Búza, 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 de szép tábla búza. Annak közepébe kinyillott a rózsa. Tüská annak minden aga, nem állja a madár lába. Kedves kis angyalom, érted, fáj a szívem nagyon. It's also about losing her loved one.
If they go to war, they have to serve their country. You know, this is also a cry out loud, you know, singing about missing their loved one because they have to go for duty of serving their country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that something that young women would sing mostly?
Yes. Yes. And the boys singing too.
Yeah.
Because the song is just a love song. Mm-hmm. They can sing each other. Mm-hmm. And then is a marriage is coming, and as the first of all, the boy go to the house. That is special things about the courtship. In Hungary, the boys used to go to the girl's house when they are, they would like to choose as a wife. And when they go to the house and they have a sur on it, that's a special garment, I will show you, a special garment for the boys. And they talking evening time, and then the boys slip down the sur and left the house without sur. And the next day he passed by the house. They have a place outside in the house. They passed by the house. If he see the sur hanging out in the house, they find out he not accepted. But when a sur was not hanged out, he find out he was accepted as a husband of the girl. So this is a tradition. This is a very, very good tradition.
Does this still happen in some parts of
Hungary? Yes, still happen. Uh-huh. And I would like to show, there is a picture of the sures over there. And also, there is a tradition where other way they can select, they can choose their own pár, hogy mondjam, or boys or girls. At the Eastern time, Easter's Monday, the boys and the boys going to the girl's house. And they have, used to be just water. Now they have a cologne. And then they have the family take care of them. They have very good food and for pastries. And they sprinkle the ladies in the house, not just the girl, the ladies. Because they said they are flowers, and they would like to if they grow up and flourishing. I'm sorry, my English. And that is a time the girls been choosing the boy too, who gonna be the next husband. And then the old tradition used to be they took two girls to the wells. That's an old tradition.
To the well.
Water well. Uh-huh.
And because Easter is too early and sometimes it's very cold, mm-hmm. and they bring up the water from the well and they just throw to girls. And it is very harsh thing because so many beautiful girls has pneumonia. And that is what they change it because it's not, yeah. not. I have some pictures for that too. Uh-huh. And other way,
so they throw the water on her as she's selected to
yes.
the bride.
Uh-huh. But
then they could lose the bride.
Yes, they're gonna lose the bride. So and then goes on, the wedding used to be a very very big wedding, 200 people, if somebody rich, 300 people, and at the wedding. Before the wedding, the groom goes to the bride's house, and the family of the groom goes to the bride's house, and they visiting her dowry. You can see some of the pictures. which was made by years and years ago before they married. The mother, when she was born, started to making all embroidery, and the girls do it, and the grandmother and all the family does, told us. So anyway, and then the boy taking out the bride and going to the church. It used to be a church wedding all the time.
So do they walk from the bride's house then to the church, and there's a procession?
Yes, a procession.
Actually, where I grew up in Transylvania, I remember being a child invited to these weddings. Usually they are young men dressed up in beautiful national wear, the clothes, the folk dresses, and they have big hats with lots of ribbons, and they used to put ribbons and all kind of decorations on the horses, and they would go horseback riding from house to house to invite people for the wedding. And they had to say the whole story about the young couple, and they are asking the people to honor their children to come to the wedding. And when the wedding goes on, definitely from the house, when the groom goes to the house and invites the girl, he really formally has to ask the parents one more time to have the girl, to let the girl marry him, and then. And they walk from the house to the church together. And then people sing and shout out all kind of funny sayings too, and definitely folk songs, a lot of folk songs, singing on the street mm-hmm. while walking to the church. Mm-hmm.
What kind of funny sayings would they, are like little...
Jokes about the groom and the bride, about, you know, happenings, mm-hmm. and it's just very... Some of them are spicy too, but they already really in the mood of the mm-hmm. celebration, mm-hmm. and usually weddings last a long time till the morning. People can't really leave the wedding. Once you go there, they don't let you leave. Mm-hmm. And I mean, no, you cannot really go. It's all night, and sometimes the second night too. And as a child growing up, it was really nice to see that the village where they were preparing for a wedding, they would help tremendously. They would even donate, you know, each woman would bring a hen for the soup, and then the man usually made the tent, because they used to build these huge tents. And it was everybody's working together for one celebration, which was really wonderful. And so when they were bringing the foods out, they had to say the whole story of that particular animal which was served, you know, and how it was killed, and how they had to chase the hen and the rooster around. And they're funny. It's a lot of entertaining also. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. and around midnight, there's a dance for the bride. Mm-hmm. where everybody is asking the bride to dance with them, and sometimes it's just for 2 minutes, a minute, and they pay for it, but that's actually, it's a charity. I mean, they're helping the new couple with money.
It's their gift.
It's like a prize for the dance with the bride, so they can collect a lot of money for the young couple. Mm-hmm. And they are traditionally, very interestingly, some villages in Transylvania, they are showing off the furniture, what their girl is bringing into the marriage, and they put them in open carriages, and they carry it through the whole village so people can see, you know, what kind of furniture she has. And usually the groom is the one who has the house, and basically the parents do it. That's how they help their young children to start a life together. Mm-hmm. So
basically the whole village comes to the wedding and participates.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. whole village. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have traditional bands?
Yes,
you know, musicians.
They have, definitely. They have a so-called modern days DJ who is actually conducting the whole wedding from the beginning to the end. You know, what's coming up now, you know, beginning with the foods and then the next steps in dances and music and everything.
So has it sort of been technologically updated at the weddings? Like it's all videotaped like they are
here?
Yeah, they are now.
Uh-huh. And, you know, the tradition is still going on, but really big cities no longer do that. Mm-hmm. But the countryside, still they are really... and it's reborn again, this whole process of the tradition. And they are trying to go back to their roots and to their tradition and heritage, which is very important, I think. Mm-hmm. There is a song I could sing, it just popped in my mind. There is a song actually about a girl who is singing to the mother that she didn't listen to her advice and married the wrong person. One second. This is a song from Transylvania. Édesanyám, mondta nékem, minek a szeretőnékem, de én arra nem hallgattam, titkon szeretőt tartottam. Nézd meg, anyám, mit mutatok, milyen szép lány táncoltatok, egyenesebb a nátszálnál, szebb a csokros violánál. Szeres rózsám, de nézd meg kit, mert a szerelem megvakít, engemet is megvakított, sörökre gyászba borított.
So after the marriage, young children's coming, and the mother take care of the children's, and they do their own beautiful dresses, what I told you. And later on, coming the end of the life, that is a tradition too. The bury the people. I am jumping too much.
That's good.
And they are have first of all the view of the death. They have in the house, everybody is dressed up black. There is a tradition here, it was, and the tradition in Hungary, the black, they of ladies, they do, the housewife do their own black embroidered shirts, because they dressed are so beautiful, and so much embroidery, so much handwork involved. And this time, I would like to talk to you before we buried the people. I would like to talk to you about the Hungarian folk dresses. The folk dresses everywhere in the country. I am talking about inside the Carpathian Mountains, because that used to be Hungarian population, 20 million, long, long time ago. After the First World War, Hungary was... This is inside the Carpathian Mountain. You can see it in the map. And before, after the First World War and 1920, the Allied power cut up Hungary. Two-thirds of the territory and three-quarters of the population went to different countries. They formed Czechoslovakia, the eastern part where she is from and where my mother from, went to Romania, never been Romania, that part, and the southern part went to Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia is now fall apart, so it became Serbia, that part. And the inside that Carpathian Mountain, all the costumes what we're showing, that is the Hungarian costume which was inside the Carpathian Mountain. And the dresses is same. The ladies, the girls, have a beautifully decorated skirt. Some is very tiny pleated, hand pleated. Decorated the skirt. They have a shirt. This is the other part where they can decorate the dress. The sleeves of the shirts all embroidered. And they have a vest which is embroidered too. And the other part which is very important, the apron. Apron is the decoration of the dress of the woman, ladies. The apron, the men has the aprons too, and that is decorated too. So they have a shirt everywhere in that region. White shirts, embroidered the front, embroidered the sleeves, and the trouser. Sometimes black tight trouser, but usually, because most of the people are farmers, They're wearing wide, white split skirt, they call it, split skirt, as a trouser. It's very comfortable because they're working out in the field, and it's comfortable, it's washable, because very good material, washable, and you can see on the pictures how they wash the white one. And this is the part of the men's shirt. Anyway, the ladies sometimes wear slippers, but mostly boots, men's wear boots. Okay, so I'm sorry. And then became the, we have to. We
one
have,
more song.
Okay. And this is what I just wanted to know. And when the start, the end of the life, everybody is dressed up beautiful black dress, and they go to the graveside and bury the people. And before they viewed in the house where he was died, and that bed they called cold bed, it was decorated beautifully embroidered pieces. I'm out of time.
Well, we have time for what? Did you have a song about the death? And then
Megye már a hajnal csillag lefelé, az én kedves galambom most megyen hazafelé. Lábam van a csizmája, lakos szárú kis csizma, rásütött a hajnal csillag sugara. Amerre még édes rózsám kívánom, hogy előtted az út és tiszta rózsává váljon, a zöld fő is előtted aranyalmát teremjen, ha te szíved holtig el ne felejtsen.
Thanks so much to Margaret Horvath, Annette Gross, and Albinka
Sakács
Bodor.
Thank you also very much and for the opportunity.
Yes, that was wonderful, and I had no idea you were all such talented vocalists. That's great.
Thank you.
And they have a wonderful display over in the Folk Arts tent of Hungarian embroidery and some of the history and traditions surrounding that embroidery, and we invite you to go and talk to them about that further. Next, we are extremely honored to have Stetson Kennedy, one of our state's treasures, whom I'll introduce. First, I do want to say that this area is presented by the Florida Folklife Program, part of the Florida Department of State over in Tallahassee, and we do a wide range of programming dealing with researching, documenting, and presenting the traditional culture of the state. As they set up the stage, I'm not going to lose any time. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about Stetson, and then Stetson will be up here to talk, and also Frank Thomas, one of our State Folk Heritage Award winners for his music, is going to join us, and Frank and I will be interviewing Stetson. But if you're not familiar with Stetson, let me tell you a little about his background. Stetson Kennedy is one of the pioneer folklore collectors during the first half of the 20th century. He was born in Jacksonville, Florida in 1916, and as a teenager began collecting cracker and African-American narrative material while he was collecting, as he says, a dollar down and a dollar a week accounts for his father, who was a furniture merchant in Jacksonville. Stetson attended the University of Florida, but he left in 1937 to join the WPA, Works Progress Administration, Florida Writers Project, and at the age of 21 was put in charge of the Folklore, Oral History, and Ethnic Studies section. Kennedy's first book was Palmetto Country, which appeared in 1942 as part of the American Folkways series. Alan Lomax, the famous folklorist and ethnomusicologist, said, "I doubt very much that a better book about Florida folklife will ever be written." And anyway, It's a very interesting book and one of the classics in the field. You would really be lucky to get a look at that. You could probably find it in your local library. After World War II, Kennedy infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan and other racist and terrorist groups. Then he subsequently authored a number of books dealing with human rights, including The Klan Unmasked, Southern Exposure, The Jim Crow Guide, and After Appomattox, How the South Won the War. And many have been translated into languages, foreign languages, and appear all over the world. He's a founding member and past president of the Florida Folklore Society, the recipient of the Florida Folk Heritage Award and the Florida Governor's Heartland Award. He has been written about in a dissertation by Peggy Bulger, who's the director of the American Folklife Center in Washington and a former Florida folklorist. Her dissertation is entitled Stetson Kennedy, Applied Folklore and Cultural Advocacy. Anyway, I would now like to actually just invite Stetson to talk a little bit about his life and his background and some of the issues of concern to him today.